Sokala Duma Radio.
SportPesa is here. Use your phone, put your Diski knowledge to the test and score. Register now at www.sportpesa.co.za and join coach Doc Kumalo by getting in the game. Register, deposit, play. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. SportPesa Pty Ltd is licensed and regulated by the Western Cape Gambling Board. No persons under the age of 18 are permitted to gamble. National Responsible Gambling Program 0800 006 008. All events are fixed odds betting games.
Hello and welcome to the Sit Down with Doc, brought to you by SportPesa. My guest is football legend Dr. Kumalo as we discuss five hot topics and his fixture predictions. Pirates have been eliminated from the MTN 8 on penalties by SuperSport United, while a piece of individual brilliance from a player has gone viral. Steve Kompella has had a perfect start in Bloemfontein. What does the dog think about this? We'll hear from the dog about his thoughts on these developments and so much more. But before we get into it, don't forget to visit www.sportpesa.co.za and enjoy some gaming fun with great odds on offer. Enjoy this episode.
Now for SportPesa's five hottest soccer topics with Doc.
Joining me now on the line is SportPesa ambassador and South African football legend, Dr. Kumalo. Doc, thank you very much for joining us. How are you?
Thank you for having me. Thank you. Fine, thanks for you.
I'm good. I'm excited. I mean, it's been three game weeks in the Premier Soccer League, one in the MTN 8 and two league games. I need your reaction or your reflection on the MTN 8 games. We saw Orlando Pirates getting knocked out, Kaizer Chiefs, Cape Town City progressing, Sundowns also progressing, and SuperSport United progressing. How's your feeling about those fixtures?
Well, I guess, it was a matter of time for the game to kick off in terms of the MTN 8, because we know very well this is the first tournament of the season. Obviously, the teams have already played two games from the PSL league games. When you talk MTN 8, we're talking about a tournament that it could have gone to the way, because we're talking about the top 8 teams that have done that better in the league. Because now we know very well that all the teams throughout the season, they really, really fight to be in the top 8. So that means the best teams will qualify for the top 8. So on its own, the top 8 is being defined as the best 8 teams in the league have qualified in the top 8. And it could have gone either way. Yes, now we do have the result. We know that Kaizer Chiefs have gone through. And that they've been so impressive after probably a bad stand against Best University during the week. But they bounced back, and with a better combination of play and understanding, we saw a lot of understanding between Kamabilat and Castro. And also the revival of Touch.
Yes, and Jangas.
Look, at the end of the day, I thought that second goal, it was undeliverable pass from Janat.
Excellent assist.
A flicking decision-making pass, which it's only done by an intellectual individual. That there's no coach can coach that decision. But I must give him credit because he did very well. And above all, I thought Kaizer Chiefs were marvelous. And when you look at Sundowns, I mean, That is the writing is on the wall. They have the depth, they have quality players, they have what we call a culture of technical understanding each other. They are a team that is so gelling marvelously, and with the new players, you will think or assume that this guy has been there for almost 3-4 years. But it's because of the quality and the understanding of how the game is played at Sundown. Because Sundown, I've been telling guys that I was watching the game with, Sundowns, when you look at them, they have what we call a build-up attack and combinational play within the final third. But other teams, you don't see there how the goals came about. But with Sundowns, you could see a movement, a player using what we call a statement run, which is what is done, you know, it was done during the World Cup. Now, the goals that Sundowns scored, it's like they're playing basketball, you know, like they throw it to each other.
Exactly.
And with Pirates and Super Sport, it could have gone either way. Both teams did very well, and I mean, the writing's on the wall again, because definitely it was what, 2-3, and then it went to the final penalty shootout, which is, yes, a lottery, as our South African people would like to call it. But for us as coaches, it's part of the game, because when you go to a tournament, it's part of the training that you have to go through. You need to practice how to take penalties if you're going to be participating in a cup game.
All right. And then thank you very much for those thoughts, Doc, on the MTN 8. Of course, we'll keep on talking as and when the semi-final fixtures continue. Now, we mentioned the fact that there have been two league games so far for all the teams. They are obviously continuing. However, what a lot of people have picked up is the fact that Bloemfontein Celtic have had this 100% record so far, with two wins for Steve Compella at Celtic. And I'm interested to find out your thoughts about that, that he comes from Kaizer Chiefs and it was very, very difficult for him. And then he goes to Bloemfontein Celtic. It was difficult, players not paid. And now finally they have new owners and they have a 100% record now. Your reflection on his perfect start so far after two games?
Let me first take this opportunity to congratulate Coach Steve Compella. I knew very well what is he made of, and I knew very well how much he is so much qualified. I've been in the class with him when we did the pro license for SAFA together, and I know his philosophy. I know what he was trying to insinuate in terms of the philosophy at Kaizer Chiefs. Football is a funny game whereby you might have been equipped with whatever certificate that you may think of. And you get the best players, you get the best facilities, everything is 100%, but no results for you. You go to a team which doesn't have the very same facilities, which doesn't have anything that is compared to his Pirates or whatsoever, but you get results. With no name brand, players that now we're talking about hardworking, better quality. And Steve Compella is getting players that are willing to work for him and sell him. And hence, that's why he's getting the results. And it's so, not unfortunate, but it's so amazing for the Celtics players to adapt to his methodology in terms of how are they going to be technically now taking the game towards their opponent. And there it is. What do you see on the field? You see the coach. There's no other way, unless probably there will be that individual who will make a difference. So now, the two games that Steve has won, it's not by fluke. It's because pre-season, he planned it, he wanted to play the way they are playing now, and then as a result. But probably at Steve, it was different because the mentality, the attitude, the quality of players, it's not the same as at Bloemfontein Celtic. You might probably argue the fact that he had the best of the team and he was supposed to have managed to get the result. But it's not like that in football. I'll give you a scenario. Augusto Panocios once coached the national team and he never got any results. The best players in the country. But he just went to a small team in Sistas and he got the best out of them.
Yeah, we certainly understand that. All right, quickly now, another controversial one. Or not necessarily controversial, but topical one, was the selection of Man of the Match. Coach Pizzo was very vocal about the fact that he doesn't really understand how the criteria works with players selected for Man of the Match. Some people agree with him, some do not agree with him. Just your thoughts on that, what should be done? Because some people are saying that to give commentators the extra responsibility of then having to select a match other than commentating, now you're giving them an extra responsibility of selecting Man of the Match is not fair. Maybe they need to give it to someone else as a responsibility. What's your thought on that?
Fortunately enough, I've been as an analyst on both SABC and SuperSport, and I know what goes behind the things. Because sometimes it's not the commentators, even the analysts in the studio, they want to find out who is their main man of the match, and they sometimes give a result to say this is our man of the match. But above all, how it's done and when and why and how, yes, it's a questionable exercise in terms of how do they choose the man of the match. Because we probably think of a particular individual thinking that he deserves to be a man of the match, but only to find that the panel has decided otherwise. The bottom line is that if a player has been selected as man of the match, then let it be, because you can't take the situation. And if he deserves it, let it be. But it's unfortunate that Coach Pito has to ask, you know, that kind of a question, which I thought probably it was a little bit emotional, you know, because we read about what Bill had said about Coach Pito. But I thought, you know, the man of the match, if it's given, it's given, and then that's it. Period.
In terms of where would you improve the system, though? Like, would you what else would you put in? Because the argument is usually about the fact that perhaps you could have, for example, against Orlando Pirates in SuperSport United, Evans Rusike had a goal. He also had an assist. So his contributions in that game were overwhelming, in that he was involved in his team's goals. And then you can have a man of the match that only had maybe 100% pass record, and maybe had Samayas and Shibobos, but really, it didn't influence the scoreline. So what would you like to see improved in that aspect of selecting the man of the match?
I think if we can have probably a panel each game that is neutral, that is not attached to any of the teams that are playing.
Good point.
That will be probably our VAR system in terms of selecting men of the match. And I don't think it can be a costly exercise in such a way that even probably the focus of the PSL can probably make amends in terms of probably giving back to the guys who are will be in the panel, you know, and to incentivize them probably with certain probably money or whatever.
Sure, definitely.
But there has to be a panel that is going to be there each and every match that is played. That they also are technical and technical well sound people who have a knowledge of the game. People who are not attached to any of the teams. Okay, let's argue for the sake of arguing to say we don't have any of the coaches that were not attached to the team. But if, for example, you want us to be in the panel, on the panel, you take it to Veta Mazulu game. In that game, he he's neutral because he is not coming to be in the panel where probably people know that I grew up a Kaiser Chiefs, I played a Kaiser Chiefs. When they play against Celtics, I'm in that panel. In that regard, probably it wouldn't be fair to Celtics, because obviously my heart lies with Kaiser Chiefs. So the panel needs to be a neutral one. Coaches that are out there, we've got so many coaches who are not employed. That can be given this kind of a scenario. And also, it will also improve our game, because we might even extend beyond the man of the match. They themselves will be the analysts in terms of telling us how is the standard of the game in South Africa.
Yeah, you're making
because
excellent points. Yeah,
we're not too sure whether we're moving forward or backwards or sideways. We keep on saying we don't have both for us. But if this panel can be selected to take care of men of the match and also to analyze certain aspects in terms of giving the holistically match report for us to understand, say, oh, wow, Sundowns is doing this because they are back four or they are midfield joint in attack and all those things. We need to learn these things. In that way, we'll have what? An overall cultural technical approach. Not like a football technical cultural approach. Whereby Amazulu is playing probably combinational play, Kaiser Chiefs is playing one long football game, all that. So it has to be uniform.
All right, Doc, that's excellent. And then the last point to hear from you, and this probably has a lot to do with you, because growing up, we know what kind of player you were. Now, Themba Zwane, he eliminated he says that you are his hero. He eliminated a man, and the man was embarrassed. He was on social media. But for me, I didn't see it as showboating, because he eliminated him and he attempted to pass. But the question is, he apologized afterwards. Should players apologize for dribbling or embarrassing their opponents for showboating?
The Themba scenario, I saw it several times. I saw it when it happened. And fortunately enough, a couple of weeks before, we were together in a tournament in Tabisa. And I gave him an advice that he needs to be himself. He needs to deliver what Themba can deliver when he's in the final set, especially inside the box. Because there, inside, you do whatever you want. Nobody can touch you. And when I saw that, I was so pleased. Because Temba actually did what I told him what I used to do. When I'm inside the box, what Temba actually did, just to answer your question, it was an individual utilizing his skills coming out of the situation.
Yes, because absolutely.
If you recall, the ball was almost over the line. That line in a coaching language, we call it a defender. Because if it goes over the line, you lose possession. But he had to come out of the situation in order for him to regain the very same position that he had using his skill. So it was not showboating. It was eliminating a defender that was trying to touch him in terms of going towards the coach. But he used the skill to eliminate that defender. And that was not showboating. That was individual brilliance, which I applaud 100% without any fear or being scared or whatever. I'm just saying it now. Temba used his skills, God-given talent skills. That's it. There was no need for him to apologize.
On to the doctor's predictions for the biggest upcoming games.
All right then, and before we wrap it up, of course, you know by now that he always gives us his predictions for the upcoming fixture. So we have 5 fixtures for you, King Doc, and you need to give us your prediction one way or the other, or at least 3 ways, win, draw, or loss for any other team. The first match, yes. Orlando Pirates on the 15th of August are hosting Bidvest Verts at 7:30, the 15th of August. Now we need your prediction. Who would you put your money on?
Pirates is hosting
Bidvest Verts on the 15th of August.
I would go on the 15th. I would go for a draw.
You'll go for a draw, right? Sitting on the fence, I'll lovely. All right. And then the second match, Doc, you're playing it safe. Okay, the second match, Mamelodi Sundowns are climbing up in their group, in the CAF Champions League group. They are now number 2. The first team is Wydad Casablanca. On the 17th, they will be playing. Sundowns will be hosting Wydad Casablanca at 8 p.m. Who would you put your money on? Wydad Casablanca or Mamelodi Sundowns or a draw?
I would go for a home advantage for Sundowns. Win for Sundowns.
Win for Sundowns. That's the spirit, dog. Patriotic. And Maritzburg United will host Kaizer Chiefs on the 18th of August at 8 p.m. That's a late night, Friday night fixture. Maritzburg United, that they have lost 3 back-to-back matches. They are playing against a Kaizer Chiefs.
Based on those results that you are referring to, I would go for a win for Kaizer Chiefs.
A win for Kaizer Chiefs. Fadlu Davids is in trouble. Barcelona are playing against Deportivo La Coruña. Barcelona.
Yes. I will go for Barcelona.
Barcelona. All right. And finally, Arsenal coming from a loss against Manchester City. Unfortunately for them, they now need to travel to Chelsea. Chelsea versus Arsenal on the 18th of August at 6 p.m. Who's your money on?
I will go for Chelsea. Win.
A win for Chelsea. So it's back-to-back losses for Unai Emery.
From what I've seen, he has to instill a lot of tactical discipline in the Arsenal team. And also, there's too much of individual brilliance that is prevailing there. There is no team unit yet. I know it takes quite some time for a team to gel and to understand the philosophy of the new coach. But from what I've seen against the Man City game, they still have a long way to go in terms of playing as a team.
And that's why you're choosing Chelsea. Doc Khumalo, we really, 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 really appreciate your time on the SportPesa show with Doc. And thank you very much. And we'll see you next time.
Thank you very much. Sokala Duma
Radio. And we thank you very much for listening. Your presence is always appreciated. Remember to game responsibly. Catch us next time for another edition of the Sit Down with Doc, brought to you by SportPesa.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.